Good morning, St. John's. Welcome to our special time of worship this morning. Changed the directions for the acolytes a little bit and kind of threw them off, so they'll light the candles here in a moment. But welcome to our time as we welcome Unclouded Day. Part of them are here and part of them are coming back in a little bit, so we'll introduce them in a little while. Pay attention to page 6 in your bulletin, please, about the hurricane relief efforts, trying to do our part for now a second hurricane that has come. This is the third Thursday. Senior luncheon is this week, 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. Seeker's small group is meeting tonight at 6 o'clock over in Wasion at Keith and Kelly Kuntz's, 733 West Leggett, if anybody wants to join us. We'll have Bible study and refreshments and fellowship together. We're starting a new study on discipleship and invite anybody to join. Page 6 also has the Fellowship Committee events. There are three upcoming events. 2 weeks from tonight is the St. John's Talent Show. It's not too late to put your name on the list, but it will begin at 5 o'clock on the 27th. 3 Sundays from today, we're going to have a church potluck, so please bring something to eat. And on 4 Sundays from today, we have the Veterans Breakfast, so you can sign up for that as a veteran of the congregation, a veteran of the military as a part of our congregation. Remember that October's Mission of Month is Operation Christmas Child, and we're also during the month of October collecting donations towards sending the children from Kajado Children's Home on their very own shopping trip to buy clothes, so be mindful of that as well. You will need your red hymnal for the first song, 404 in the red hymnal, so be aware of that. Those are the announcements of the morning. Let us turn our thoughts and our minds to worship as we listen to our morning prelude.
Thank you.
I invite all who are able to please rise for our call to worship and our hymn of praise. Here we are, Lord, your followers standing before you, gathered together to worship you and to give you praise, Lord Jesus. Father God, you have created this day and we thank you for it. Help us to remember each day as a gift from you, a blessed day to rejoice in your name and to sing your praises. Be with us today, dear Lord, as we gather together in your name and grant us the opportunity to experience your mercy and your grace. Unclouded day. They have performed somewhere between 650 to 750 programs. James, the person, the leader, the one I've been communicating with, he stopped keeping track of all of the programs at that certain point. So several hundred. And it's a blessing to have them for us. They've been singing together since 2005. But again, James will give more detail about that later. They come from the Fort Wayne area and some other states, and they provide a unique style of sacred music ministry, including vocal and instrumental settings of traditional, gospel, and contemporary sacred songs. I'll let you introduce the rest of the group like you did in first, so I won't mispronounce their names again. But Unclouded Day is accompanied by piano, bass guitar, drums, and brass ensemble, and has presented programs in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Some of them came last night to get set up. Some of them drove over from the Fort Wayne area up to an hour and a half to be here with us this morning. As soon as the service is over, they got to pack up and head to St. Mary's and do another show at 4 o'clock, and they'll remind you about that. Unclouded Day, you are unique. In singing God Bless America at 8 o'clock, you brought tears to my eyes. And no other group has ever done that, so thank you. Unclouded Day. You may be seated. Thank you.
you look at Kyle, you'll recognize her. She is Kyle Zanker, and she has spoken here 26 times on behalf of Crossroad Children's Home. And we just want to thank you as a congregation. I'll speak for my wife. We want to thank you for your generosity as a congregation to support Crossroad. I will tell you that being the husband of someone that works there, and sometimes she would come home and tell me about a child that arrived. And it wasn't always pretty. What people who are supposed to be the ones who love children the most sometimes inflict upon their children. And so you are still supporting Crossroad, and we want to tell you thank you from the bottom of our heart. Give them a little of thank you. We really appreciate it. So we're here to sing for you this morning, and we sing all types of music, but one of the things we love most is gospel music. Do you guys like gospel music?
Yes. Sure.
Well, that's a pretty good response. Let's try it one more time just for fun, though. Do you like gospel music?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, one, two, three. Singing actually from 1988, and we sang for many years, then we took some time off and we came back in 2005. So we've been singing a lot of songs through the years. These guys are talking really loud behind me. I hope you're doing something really important.
We're doing the work
you're doing the work that needs to be done. Yes, that's right. So we are the unclouded day of Okwonzo. And how many of you know the old gospel song, Unclouded Day? Raise your hand. Yeah, more of you than you think will know it when you hear it. This is Unclouded Day. Jesus loves me. It's the most straightforward. Everyone understands it. Everyone understands that to spend eternity with God, what do you need to do? You need to accept Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ loves me. So we're going to ask you to sing along. You're doing a great job singing this morning. We love singing congregations. So we're going to sing Jesus Loves Me at the beginning, and then we'll do some stuff, and then a big refrain at the end. This is Jesus Loves Me.
Surrounded by the people who loved me, and they taught me a song
we come into our time of prayer, a little update on Bud and Tootie Beck, who were in a bad accident earlier this last week. Tootie was life flighted to St. V, and Bud was transported by life flight there later that night or early the next morning. I was able to visit with them and talk with their son, Kevin, and then Dorothy Miller, who was Bud's sister, updated us this morning that, Tootie had to have an original surgery upon arrival at St. V to stop some bleeding in one of her legs, and then all other surgeries were taken off of the board. So Bud has 10 broken ribs, so lots of pain, but it could be that Bud ends up at Roop Rehab tomorrow, and then that is also where Tootie will end up either tomorrow or maybe the next day or yet this week. So a lot worse than it was pretty bad, but it's gotten a lot better quickly, although it's going to take them time. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. We bow before you, Lord, in the wonder and the glory of Christian worship, grateful for the truth of the gospel, the good news of salvation through belief in Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the joy and the wonder of worship music in all its forms and in its deep meanings. Thank you for the gifts and the talents of the members of Unclouded Day, and thank you for sending them our way this morning. And yet, as we worship in the beauty and the safety of this sanctuary or connect in from safe and secure homes or care facilities, let us not forget the trauma and the suffering resulting from not one but two hurricanes striking several of our nation's southern states. May the Christian church, may the nation rise up and provide tangible relief as well as spiritual counsel and faithful encouragement. Lord, we thank you for the love of Jesus, and we pray that we as disciples, we would share that love. Lord, we pray for Bud and Tootie. We pray for their healing and for their strength. We pray for their peace, that they would be encouraged through your love. We pray for unity within the congregation and unite us together as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.